Justin Fook with you, joined now by Coach Perry Smith to talk D-West girls basketball. The Lady Mustangs finish up the regular season with a record of 16-3, went 11-1 in the Twin Valley League, and have won 8 consecutive games here to wrap up the regular season, beating Wetmore by 2 last Thursday, and then a big win at Lynn on Friday night before a win against Troy last night. 8 wins in a row, Coach. You survived the back-to-back nights and won again last night against Troy. So I guess all in all, you like where your team's at, like what you're seeing from this team heading into the postseason?
Oh, you know, we do. We feel like we want to be playing our, and we talk about this a lot, we want to be playing our best basketball at the end of the season, and that's right now. And I think that for the most part, I think if you took away probably the second half against Wetmore, I think other than that, here the last 2 weeks, we've played really well. So hopefully we continue to do that. And getting into postseason play, we better do that, or we're going to get sent home. So it's a exciting time, and hopefully we keep on that upward trajectory.
We talked about your depth and different players stepping up in different games, but, man, one player here in the last couple weeks, it seems like, has really stepped it up, at least offensively in scoring, is Avery Weathersby. I think had 14 against Troy, scored 15 and maybe 17 the last couple games since then. What have you seen from her to kind of, looks like, elevate, at least on paper, her game offensively?
Well, Avery's got is a tremendous competitor that, as a freshman, she missed her whole freshman year because of an ACL injury. So she's really just now starting to find her way and be able to understand her role a little better. Again, just as a sophomore, continually getting better. She's really became a integral part of what we want to do offensively. And for her, it's been fun to watch. She's really growing and continuing to get better.
You will turn around and play the same team that you just played as we kind of look ahead now on the postseason. You beat Troy last night 64-26 and now have to play them another time here to start the postseason. Are you worried at all with just kind of the rival? And, of course, a lot of people are looking ahead. You know, Frankfort's ranked and on your side of the bracket, and Jackson Heights is ranked number 2 in the state and in your sub-state as well. What's kind of the mindset and the thought process here as you have another quick turnaround to begin postseason now on Thursday against Troy again?
Well, you know, we talk about it all the time. It's one game at a time. And I thought Troy did a really good job the first half, especially last night, of slowing the game down and kind of playing their tempo. And Coach Jasper will have them ready again. They'll compete like crazy. Being a rival and then being first round of sub-state, they'll compete like crazy on Thursday night. We're going to have to play well to get out of there. And like I said, you know, it's important for us right now. The biggest thing is you want to be playing your best basketball. And we feel we are, and we understand what's ahead of us. And probably, you know, this sub-state's probably as tough as anybody in the state with us at Frankfort. And then, of course, you add Jackson Heights in there. It'll be interesting, to say the least, and one our girls look forward to immensely. And that's a fun part with this group. We've got such a great group of competitors, and they're going to compete like crazy. And however things play, they play. But we're going to go like crazy and hopefully give ourselves a chance.
No doubt. We certainly have a great opportunity to beat Frankfort earlier this season. The third meeting against Troy is on Thursday night at home in Highland. Coach, appreciate your time all season. Best of luck heading into the postseason and finishing out the year.
Thank you, Justin. And we really appreciate all you guys do as well. And thanks for promoting Northeast Kansas sports like you do. It the kids, it really helps.
You bet. Well, D-West 16-3 heading into the postseason. Should have a great chance here in the next week or two to make some noise. Perry Smith, the head coach, and the locker room chats will continue with boys coach David Johnson right after this timeout.